In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Question 169A. What conditions are necessary in order that a person be a member of the mystical body in the full sense? In order that a person be a member of the mystical body in the full sense, it is necessary that he be baptized, that he profess the Catholic faith, and that he neither separate himself from the mystical body or be excluded by lawful authority. The separation here from the mystical body to which the Catechism refers, that's when a person separates himself, he professes faith in another church, joins the church by some public profession of faith. If he is excluded by lawful authority, at the greatest extreme of this exclusion is a ceremony, if you will, a rite called excommunication, which is not very practiced very much at all in our times, but it still does exist. We could add to 169a the other sacraments of initiation, namely confirmation and the Holy Eucharist, because that is the fullness of initiation into the Church. But notice it says that he be baptized. Now, if someone is baptized validly, say, in a Lutheran church, and they do baptized validly, then we don't say that he was baptized into the Lutheran church. We just say he's baptized. He's a member now of the one true church, especially if this happens with an infant. But, of course, there are other things that go with this, such as a profession of the Catholic faith. So a person might be baptized validly, but not fully a member of the mystical body, sort of hanging on with a rope, as we referred to earlier. Question 169b. How does a baptized person separate himself from full incorporation in the mystical body? A baptized person separates himself from full incorporation in the mystical body by open and deliberate heresy, apostasy, or schism. And we need to talk about these a little bit more as to what they mean. So, in question 169c, how does a baptized person separate himself from full incorporation in the mystical body by heresy? A baptized person separates himself from full incorporation in the mystical body by heresy when he openly rejects or doubts some doctrine proposed by the Catholic Church as a truth of divine Catholic faith, though still professing himself to be a Christian. I should say here that heresy comes from a Greek word that means heresis, which means to pick or to choose. So the heretic is one who approaches the faith like a cafeteria or a shopping aisle, picking this, I like this, rejecting that, when the church is proposing the whole thing. And a note here says, when someone openly doubts, notice openly doubts, not privately. Everybody at one time or another may have a passing cloud of doubt about some particular aspect of faith, but to openly doubt it, that's a serious thing, very serious. And such doubt openly expressed can really be an example of separation from full incorporation. Question 169d. When does a baptized person separate himself from full incorporation in the mystical body by apostasy? A baptized person separates himself from full incorporation in the mystical body by apostasy when he openly rejects the entire Christian faith. So the word apostasy, again, that's from the Greek, apostasis, literally meaning to stand outside of. So such a person is, let's say, if he leaves the Catholic Church and joins the Episcopalian Church, we would not call such a person an apostate. We would call him something else, say, for example, schismatic. He has separated himself from, to a certain extent. Perhaps he might be a heretic, even, denying some truth of the Catholic faith. But an apostasy is a complete rejection. In other words, a person begins to profess himself an atheist. That's an apostate. Question 169e. When does a baptized person separate himself from full incorporation in the mystical body by schism? A baptized person separates himself from full incorporation in the mystical body by schism when he openly refuses obedience to the lawful authorities of the Church, particularly to the Pope. And we're talking about real damage here. The damage might be slight, or it might be grievous. But when we openly refuse obedience to the authorities of the Church, we have damaged the mystical body, harmed it. Question 169F. When is a baptized person separated from full incorporation in the mystical body by lawful authority? A baptized person is separated from full incorporation in the mystical body by lawful authority when he incurs one of the more severe forms of excommunication. So there are different kinds of excommunication. Some happen automatically, as, for example, if someone procures an abortion or pays for an abortion to take place. Some kinds of excommunication are applied as a corrective measure. Some can be lifted, that is, removed by a bishop. Some can be lifted only by the Pope. So there's two basic kinds. One, it's called ipso facto, that is, by the fact itself, so that when you do the act, you're automatically excommunicated. And the other is a sentence that is imposed upon a person by, say, the Holy Father, the Pope. We are at the end of Lesson 12 now, and there is a prayer to be acquired. We haven't talked about this yet, about when you go to sleep. A prayer right before you go to sleep, before you retire for the day, is very important, really important in many ways, just as important as how you wake up in the morning. And there's all kinds of prayers that one can say. I tend to pray the old little prayer I was taught as a child. I don't think it's particularly Catholic, but I still like it. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. And if I die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. It's a good prayer. Some people pray the Our Father. There's other night prayers that can be said that are in different prayer books. But to make the sign of the cross and to commend yourself to God before you go to sleep, that is great wisdom, because you might not wake up. Regarding a habit, get a miraculous medal, have a priest bless it, and then begin to wear it. There's a lot that can be said about the miraculous medal. I'll leave it to you. Get on the internet, read about it, what its history is, but you should wear a miraculous medal on your person. It is a great sacramental, and one that we would be foolish to do without.